Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today we're going to talk about a topic that I just know some people that have been dealing with recently, some coaching clients and some other people personally in my life. And so I wanted to do something on getting out of depression, finding ways to reduce the symptoms and manage it better. Because, you know, it's one of those things, if you've ever been depressed, which I have, you know, it feels like there's no way out. Even though our rational mind might tell us that there is, and other people, well-meaning people, therapists, coaches, friends, family, everybody says, you know, you got to just lift yourself up. You got to do this, you know, got to do that. But it's hard to see it when you're in this state of depression. It's so important to try to find some baseline fundamental things that you can do and then do your absolute best to claw your way out. Having been there a few times, I can't say it's been, you know, a major part of my life, but there have been a handful of times where I've been very depressed and, you know, been in that state for days or weeks and even at least one time for some months. So I can relate to it. And I have a lot of compassion for my clients who are going through it, people in my life, friends who have gone through it. It is not easy. So today, we're going to talk about that. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, you could share with someone that you know might be dealing with it, or you just kind of keep it in your hip pocket in case you ever need it. Because we all go through significant challenges in life, and every once in a while, all of a sudden, we need this kind of support. So the first one here, I'm just going to start with some basic ones and get into some of the more kind of self-development, inner work ones afterwards. But the baseline is get some exercise. That was, and for me, my body was all broken the first time I was really depressed. And so it was a hard one to try to find a way. I had injuries to the lower body and the upper body. So it made it really challenging to exercise. But I eventually did. Started, you know, with just some walking and some light exercise. And then actually in a few months from when I was severely depressed, I started running half marathons and some mini triathlons and things like that. And that really helped me get over the hump. Started to train. But in the beginning, it was really just trying to get myself to move, to be able to do some light stretching and to be able to walk. But I noticed it really can uplift your mood. Like in the very beginning, I could barely, you know, walk more than, you know, 50 yards or 100 yards without some pain. So it took some time. But once I was able to do that and the pain wasn't as bad, you had these really uplifted moments just from getting outside, breathing fresh air, feeling the skin, the sun on your skin, on my face. There's something about it. And the intention, knowing that you're doing this to, you know, help yourself, it gives you some momentum. It gives you some strength. And that's really important. The other pieces here, really basic things that we know. I'm not going to go deep into them because I think for most of us, it's pretty obvious. But eating healthier foods. And when you're depressed, that's not what you want to do. You don't want, oh, let me eat a lot of fruit and vegetables and drink my water and get sleep. You know, it's just not the mindset. But essentially, you have to kind of force yourself into eating some healthier meals. Like when I was doing it, I said, okay, I'm going to eat some fruit, but I'm going to go get a hamburger later. Like I had to kind of force myself into it that way, like promising myself something that wasn't healthy. Just because when you're depressed, it's hard to see, the light. You know, everything feels dark. It's got this filter of pain and confusion and loss and despair, and you just feel like giving up. And you got to find a way to kind of negotiate with yourself. And I think it's a really important skill to learn how to do, because it's the kind of thing that gives you the stepping stones to move your way out of depression. And sleep could also be a tough one, but, finding a way to just try to get, at least 6 or 7 hours. Some people sleep a whole lot of hours when they're depressed, but then that's too much sleep. It really depends on the person. I've never been the biggest sleeper, so for me, I wasn't sleeping much at all when I was depressed. I couldn't sleep. I was up at night and the whole thing. So finding a way to do it, drinking water, when I was really depressed, I wanted to drink alcohol. Jack Daniels was my favorite. But, I had to kind of, believe it or not, like in between drinking alcohol, I would force myself to drink water. And it's just this negotiation, this kind of working with yourself to move through it. So these pieces of exercise, getting enough water, getting enough sleep, and eating right, I think are really important foundational things. And of course, if you're really depressed, you're not going to be able to do that in a really great way. But if you can just start to incorporate some of these pieces, I think it can be really helpful. Another thing is, and this is kind of the next level and kind of transition into some of the more, inner work pieces, is that the change in routine, committing to a routine can be really helpful to someone who's depressed, because when you start to commit to other people, like, for example, I committed to a yoga teacher. I was doing like a one-on-one yoga because my body was really hurt. I couldn't really be in a class, but working one-on-one, they could help me create all these, postures that were halfway or a quarter way from what normal healthy people would do. And, it was hands-on too. They like position you and that kind of thing. So I didn't want to let them down. I didn't want to cancel on them. And kind of getting that commitment to someone else was really helpful to me. And then, same thing when I started working with a personal trainer, that kind of thing can really help you, once you get committed. So creating a schedule, especially in the morning, to get up and start doing something significant, like even if you're not working at that time or what have you, to get up and do something, for your body, for your mind, get up, out and moving, really tremendously helpful. And then, kind of transition into some of the more inner work pieces. When you're depressed, you're having an avalanche, a waterfall of negative thoughts that just keep you stuck in the same sad, depressed place. And one of the things that really started to help me was challenging these thoughts. Just asking a question, like, if something comes up, like, I'm a failure, asking myself, is that really true? Some of the Byron Katie work, even though I didn't know her back then, but came across it somewhere. And is that really true? And I started, seeing, actually, I'm not a failure. Like, so you start getting your logical mind on your side, because you look back at your life, and if you're honest with yourself, 100% of us have had successes. It may not be the ones we care the most about or, what have you, but the truth is there are successes. And I also really had to lower the bar for success, because I was trying to find success in every day, trying to be more present, live in the present moment, and really be there for my life. Because depression also typically can have a lot to do with being upset about the past, being sad about things that happened in the past, and really trying to see things differently, but you can't. And you're stuck with nobody likes me, or, you know, I'll always feel this way, or I'm a failure, or I'm an asshole, or I let people down. And yes, some of that may be true, that you did let people down, etc. But it doesn't mean that you're a failure. Have you failed at something? Maybe. But does that define you completely? It doesn't. Most of us, when we're being honest, know that life is a mixed bag. It's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. And it's not always going to be shitty. You know, the truth is, things go up and down. Life is a bit of a roller coaster. That's why meditation and mindfulness, living in the present moment, can be very helpful, because it grounds us, gives us a strong foundation to be, to just experience life more harmoniously. And challenging these negative thoughts can be a really tremendous practice to help move ourselves out of depression, because now those thoughts don't have the same weight that they used to have because we're challenging them. So things start to shift, you know, and you ask yourself, how do I know that's true? You know, is that really true? And then there's a lot of wisdom in the saying, don't believe everything you think. So important to sift through our thoughts, like Abraham Hicks teaches, and really find the ones that are the best feeling thoughts and hold on to those, ride those on our way out of sadness and depression. There's a whole other list I want to get to, so I'm going to do a part two for this, but it was really great to share these. I feel really inspired because there's so much help out there, and it's just, we have to train ourselves to take advantage of it. I mean, I offer free coaching all the time. I do a bunch of these on a regular basis, and I'm happy to meet with people. And I know a lot of other coaches and therapists and people like myself are happy to put ourselves out there to give the time for people so that they can get started on something that's going to be helpful for their lives, so they can shift completely and start moving towards all their highest goals and tapping into their deepest potential for their lives. With that, I'll get you a part two to this one. Thank you for listening. As always, MattOGradyCoaching.com.